الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us Have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious ثم الحمد لله ما شاء الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, after we praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, after we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan, we would love to welcome our viewers and listeners of Madani channel to another edition and episode of the series called Sultanul Hind, Patron of the Poor. Allah ke karam se, yes, in South Africa, we are in this month of Rajab, and this is the month for which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allahumma barik lana fi rajabin wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadhan. O Allah azza wa jal, grant us the blessings of the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and grant us the tawfiq and ability to see and meet with the month of Ramadan. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. So, in this month, of course, as we do know, that the first 6 days are dedicated to none other than Sultanul Hind, Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And in today's episode and program, we are going to learn about his blessed biography. We are going to learn more about him as we go along into our programs. However, for different days, we have selected topics which we are going to be discussing. So we request our viewers to be with us from the first episode until the last episode, rather, should I say. And not only for today's episode program, but rather every day you can watch this program and share it with others for the sake and pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, now listen to the virtues of Durood-e Pak as we do every other day. Every day, before every silsila, we recite Durood. There is a segment which is dedicated for the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we present this beautiful hadith and narration to you as the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the person who recites 500 times Durood upon me daily, Allah azza wa jalla will save that person from destitution. Jiha, he will be saved from ghurbah, from poverty and destitution. Allah will protect him and grant him immense wealth, inshallah azza wa jalla. So, yes, dear viewers, recite lots of durood, send salams and peace upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you yourself will reap the blessings of this, inshallah, in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam, alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. So we are going to be listening to a Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when we do return, we are going to be speaking about the powers of the Allah-loving people, the pious predecessors, the Mubarak and blessed saints and friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. The powers and authorities which Allah has bestowed upon them is what we are going to be discussing. This month is dedicated to Sultanul Awliya, Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Please stay tuned with us till the end of today's episode and program. For now, let's listen to this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ye ek jaan kya hai, agar ho karodo. Ye ek jaan kya hai, agar ho karodo. Tere naam par, sabko wara karu main. آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ، آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ،
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم۔ قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم لب پر جاری، قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم لب پر جاری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں، رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں، ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں، ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں، مسرور ہو گئے ہیں۔ صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری، صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ،
آقا
تمہاری ہے قسمت، یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جان ہے، کیا شان تمہاری ہے۔
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت، وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت، پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت، پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت، کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت۔ کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری، کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ،
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ،
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے، ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے، دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے، دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے،
سر اپنا ہم جھکائے،
ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جائے، جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آئے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث البارا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث البارا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویور دس از اے اسپیشل six-day series and program only on Your Madani channel. Today's episode is the second episode of the series inshallah azza wa jal. So we are speaking about the powers granted to them by Allah azza wa jal. So as we go along inshallah, let us understand this part of this, that who is a wali throughout the world. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is known to be a friend and a wali of Allah azza wa jalla, and a great friend and wali of Allah azza wa jal. Thus we shall start our discussion with understanding the concept of vilayat. What is vilayat? What is a wali? Who is a wali? How do you even recognize a wali is the first step inshallah azza wa jal. And thereafter we are going to be speaking of the powers which Allah has granted them. So alhamdulillah, we all know Allah azza wa jalla has revealed ayat and verses in the Quran to praise his friends, that speaks about their qualities. And for their sake, subhanallah, that you know Allah azza wa jalla has revealed this ayat and has made us aware of their maqam, of their status. Now Sadrul Afadil Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in Khazainul Irfan, which is the commentary of Kanzul Iman written and composed by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and this is the commentary of the Holy Quran Pak. So in Khazainul Irfan, Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, the word wali is from the word wila, and wila means nearness, closeness. Allahu Akbar. Wila means closeness and success as well. So this can be derived from this, dear viewers of Madani channel. A wali Allah is the one who attains closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal by virtue of his fara'ib. Those actions which Allah has made farad upon him, which are obligatory upon him, those actions, and the one who remains absorbed day and night in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas his heart is absorbed in, satiated in the nur of the jalal of the Creator at all times. His heart is absorbed in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it should be saturated with the nur of the Jalal of the Creator. So these are the signs, dear viewers. What are some of the signs of a Wali? When he looks, he sees with the confirmation of the divine powers of Allah Azza wa Jal. When he listens only to the divine verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he speaks commencing with praising Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When he moves, he does so in the obedience of his Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Listen to these words, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala explained, this is a wali. When he makes an effort in anything, then he does so only for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word wali is from the word wila. Whereas wila means closeness, it means success, it means nearness. And since waliullah, a wali who is the friend of whom of Allah, and he has attained the nearness of Allah through these actions. Which are these actions? Now the hadith will explain those actions. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, it is a hadith Qudsi, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. So the hadith goes on when Allah Azza wa Jalla says this, as the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that if anyone has any enmity with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared a war with that person. Allahu Akbar. If any person has any sort of enmity, hasad, and a problem with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is a great place of regret, dear viewers of Madani Channel, because here, who in his normal senses would ever dare to have a war with the Creator Allah Azza wa Jal? It is impossible. It is never possible, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So let's look at some signs of a wali as the ulama and the scholars, the mutakallimeen, the scholastic, you know, orators and scholars have mentioned about the signs of a wali. From amongst the signs of a wali, it has been mentioned, he is one who is steadfast and continuously striving in his obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap is sign ko dekhein, is cheez ko talash karein. Our yardstick of identifying that this person is the friend of Allah is not based on karamat. It is not based on the supernatural, miraculous, saintly miracles that we see being performed. That is not the yardstick and the standards of measuring the excellence of a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, istiqamat is one of them, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah. That a person has istiqama and steadfastness, subhanallah. And then he knows that he is the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because this is the greatest and one of the most important aspects, dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah. That a person looks at istiqama, steadfastness, and they don't get carried away by these things. Why? Because those actions which are contrary to usual and normal circumstances performed by a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla before his announcement of prophethood is called irhas. Whereas the same action performed by the Nabi, which is not performed in usual circumstances, right? Splitting of the moon, making the pebbles in the hands of Abu Jahl recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These actions or these miracles were performed after he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had announced his prophethood, so they are called mu'jiza. Irhas, when performed before announcement of prophethood, and mu'jiza, when that action is performed after he has announced his prophethood. And then when it's performed by a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's called karamat. Whereas if it's performed by a normal mu'min, a pious believer, it's called ma'unat. And if the same thing is performed by a non-believer, such as some people that you would see on the internet would fly in the air, would do some funny stuff, that's called istidraj. So he has explained this, and people look for things like this. How many miracles or how many karamat has he performed? How many supernatural, miraculous karamat and actions can he do? So when people search for this, then you would always end up on the wrong side of the bridge, because a lot of people have been destroyed because of this. Because of searching for karamats and how powerful he is. No one searches for, does my peer sahab wake up for tahajjud salah? Does he perform his ishraq, chasht, awwabin? Does my peer sahab fast excessively? Does he stand for ibadah during the nights and worship Allah Azza wa Jal? Is my peer sahab generous? Is my peer o murshid helpful? People look for these qualities in a leader, that my leader would never leave me stranded, and his istiqama and steadfastness on the deen is perfect. He feels no shy, and he does exactly as it's supposed to be done, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So subhanAllah, these things are there for us to identify, for us to know, for us to learn. Alhamdulillah. Now, thou listen to this hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, there will be such people who are not Anbiya alayhimus salam, they are not from amongst the messengers alayhimus salam, nor are they from amongst the shuhada, from those who have been martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But on the Day of Judgment, when they will see the status of some people, a group of people astounded by this, Allahu Akbar, they will envy them. Then the Sahaba Ikram requested and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the matter? Who are these companions? Who are these people? Inform us about them so that we could perhaps learn something about them and recognize them. It so happened, dear viewers of Madini Channel, the Holy Rasulullah said, these are those people that if they had any relation with you, it was not for the sake of worldly affairs. It was only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. If they had any connection with you, it was not for the sake of worldly matters and benefits, as we do in these days and times, that he's a contact. Don't lose friendship with him. Be close to that person so that your work could be done. Matlab, these reasonings for our friendship. But these people love you for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are not even your relative. They're not even your brother, your sister. They have no connection. But because they had loved you in the world for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. He says on the Day of Judgment, they will be sitting upon pulpit and structures made of noor and light and seeing their brightened faces. Even the Anbiya alayhimu salam and the Shuhada will envy them on the Day of Judgment. They will be astounded to see their status and their maqam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, we have come to a segment, subhanallah, to the part of the program whereas now we would listen to a Madani Pearl, inshallah. And when we do return, now we want to go and listen to some stories and waqiyas, inshallah, without much elaboration. I want to give you these evidence of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the powers, look at the authorities, look at the kamal and jamal of these personalities, subhanallah. How Allah Azza wa Jalla helps them and how He Azza wa Jalla bestows such amazing powers upon them. Stay tuned with Madani Channel to learn more. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Imam Abdul Hassan Shazli, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated that once I fell asleep in Masjid al-Aqsa. So he's fallen asleep now, and he has a dream. And in his dream, he sees a throne that's placed outside Masjid al-Aqsa. And a large crowd has started to gather there. I asked about the gathering of the crowd, and I was informed that all of the Rasul and all of the Anbiya have come in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I looked towards the throne, and I saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on the throne, and all the Anbiya, including Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and all of the other Anbiya were all seated on the ground. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final messenger, he's sitting on the throne, and all of these Anbiya, they're sitting there and they're listening to the conversation of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, I stayed there in my dream, I stayed there, and I started to listen to the conversation. In the meantime, part of this conversation was that Sayyidina Musa alayhi wasallam, he requested the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to him, Your Highness, O Aka, you have stated that the ulama, i.e. the Islamic scholars of my ummah, are like the Anbiya of Bani Israel, considering the way that they have preached and propagated the religion. Therefore, none of the scholars of any previous ummah have served the religion more than the scholars of this ummah. So show me any of them, the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gestured towards Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was brought there. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam asked him a question. He asked Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala one question. And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gave 10 answers to that question. 10 answers to that question. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam, he said to him in response, the answer should be given according to the question. One answer should be given to one question. Why did you give me 10 answers? Allahu Akbar. Why? I asked you one question and you give me 10 answers. You should only give me one answer. Why did you give me 10 answers? Beautiful reply. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala said, he humbly said, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal asked you only one question, as it is stated in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Taha, Ayat number 17. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Musa, what is this in your right hand? And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you have given many answers, that you gave many answers. Only one question was asked, that what have you got in your right hand? But you said, this is my staff, I lean against it, I pluck leaves from my goat from it. In addition, I also perform many tasks with it. Though the answer to the question of Allah Azza wa Jal was, this is my staff. But actually, when you were privileged to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal, you prolonged your conversation so that you could have more and more privilege to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, now I have also been privileged to converse with you. And that is why I've also prolonged my conversation with you to the love and the pleasure. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Hassan Shazili rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, I was awestruck by the spectacle that I saw in front of me, that I saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present on the throne, whereas all of the blessed Anbiya, all of them are on the ground. And what a great majesty and nobility is in his dream. And he says, I was lost in my thoughts, observing the greatness and the eminence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when I saw him. And I found that once someone shook my foot and that awakened me. And when I saw him, I found that he was the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa and was lighting the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa. And he said to me, why are you amazed at the highest rank of the King of the Anbiya, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? All of them have been created with the nur of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, having heard this, I felt unconscious. I came back to my senses when the Jamaat was stood, and I searched for the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, but I could not find him until this day. I continue to look for him. Viewers of Malaysia, from the above mentioned parable, we learn so much from this if we understand it. Number one, we find out that the great status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rank of him was greater than all of the other Anbiya. And we also find out about the rank and the status of the blessed saints and the blessed scholars of the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to present a scholar who's like the Anbiya of Bani Israel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. Now remember, I want to just pause here for a moment, viewers of Manchester. There was something that I need to clarify. I don't want any shaitanic whispers starting here. I don't want anybody to confuse you. We need to remember that nobody, in terms of status and position, can be higher in rank than any Nabi or even equal to any Nabi. Remember this. Don't think to yourself that anybody, nobody from now until the day of judgment, from the beginning of time to the end of time, nobody can attain the status of the Nabis, other than the Nabis. And as Ali Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala said, no one other than a Nabi can be equal to a Nabi. It should also be remembered that every Wali is certainly an Islamic scholar. Yes, this is something that is very, very important. And we need to understand this. This is one of the conditions of a Wali. Nowadays, we give this status, oh, he's a Wali, he's this. A status of a Wali, number one, he must be a scholar. Alama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated in Bahari Shariat, the waliyat means special closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. To become a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, you need that special closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah bestows upon his pious bonds merely by his grace and his benevolence. So don't think to yourself, oh, I want to become a wali. Yeah, what do I have to do? What's the formula? It's not as simple as that, viewers of the channel. It is only through the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal chooses his blessed people and they become these walis of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, dear viewers of Madani channel, that nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has made up his mind through the help of shaitan that I would never believe that the friends of Allah have ability to revive the dead, to cure the sick, to help people even after they demise from this world, then actually his teachings and his opinion is against the Quran. His opinion is definitely against the teachings of the Quran, because in the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned very beautifully, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, "For I mold a bird-like sculpture for you and blow into it, and it instantly becomes a loving bird, bi-idhnillah, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. I cure the blind who was born blind." So he alayhi salam made a claim that he cures those who are born blind and the leper, and he revives the dead. Allahu Akbar. Those who have leprosy, this sickness and bimari, he claims to have cured them. And when he was put to test to the extent that even when his hawareen, his helpers that went into the court of a respected person, a worthy person, and given him the invitation of Islam, and when they asked for dalil and proof that you all are the helpers of Isa alayhi salam and your Nabi is honestly the prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, any witness and proof for this, then even the helpers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, "We will cure the blind and we will cure the sick." Allahu Akbar. And there was a person right there who was born blind. He had no sockets in his eyes. It has been mentioned that one of them went forward and dug that portion of his face and made it like a socket, and took sand and made it like an eyeball. And after shaped into an eyeball, it was placed into the socket. And when they placed their hands over the face and that person opened his eyes, it was as if he was never blind. These are the helpers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, if a person has made up his mind through the help of shaitan ki, Allah Azza wa Jalla never gives this power to any person to revive the dead, then this person's opinion is against the teachings of the Quran, because in the Holy Quran Pak, this was one dalil, whereas there are several other dalail of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's a Nabi, he's a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he revives the dead, and he revived those four people. One of them was Azar, for example. So it is possible that Allah could grant this ability and power and authority to whomsoever He wishes to. So to have this opinion that this is never granted to anyone because Allah never grants this, then one has to go and check up his aqeedah. One has to basically read through the pages of the Holy Quran Pak, ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, and ask yourself this, that what or how will this impact my aqeedah or my belief if I have to understand this? If I believe that Allah does not grant any person this ability and power besides the Nabis, for example, then what would you say about Asif bin Barqiya in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, and his words are recorded and documented in the Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said what he said when Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked for the throne of Bilqis to be brought in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The jinn said, yes, it can be brought before the termination of this meeting. And then he said, no, I want it even faster than that. Asif bin Barqiya, who was the assistant of Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Quran says, Ana atika bihi qabla an yartadda ilayka tarfuk. He says, I will bring the throne of Bilqis to you before the blink of an eye. And the Quran says, and then the throne was there before the blink of an eye. Before he blinked his eye, the throne was brought. The ulama explained this in the tafasir of the Quran Pak, that this throne was so huge. Allahu Akbar. So many handspans, so many meters. It was a huge throne in the palace of Bilqis, hundreds and hundreds of miles away. And this wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, this friend of Allah, who had some knowledge of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the Quran says, he pulled this throne from beneath the earth and he presented the throne in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. If Allah does not grant this power and authority to anyone, then how did Asif bin Barqiya attain this authority and powers? Dear viewers of Madini channel, Ahmad Zinda Peel, ek bahut bade hasti hai, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was traveling with his muridin, and one day he saw there was a crowd of people. There was some commotion going on. He asked his muridin that what is the matter, and then they took a walk to go and see, and then they realized there was an elephant that died. This pious person, this pious saint of Allah, who was all the time, you know, the qualities and the examples I had given, that their hearts are always absorbed in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's always reflecting, you know, the Zat o Sifat, and they are the reflection of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are fana fillah when they become fana fillah. Subhanallah, when they destroy their being for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they kill their nafs and their desires and their wishes, and the only aim and objective is the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla in everything. Every step they take is only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahmad Zindapir rahmatullahi ta'ala was one of those people. And then when he heard his murideen saying that an elephant had died, he goes into the state of meditation and he says, the same trunk, the same legs, the same eyes. As he said that, that elephant then revived from the dead and woke up. Allahu Akbar. It stood up instantly. Murideen heard him saying this, same trunk, same legs, same eyes. As he was describing the entire elephant, the limbs and the body parts of the elephant, as he continued describing them and saying same limbs, same body parts, on the other hand, Allah Azza wa Jalla revived that animal and people began to shout out and say, Zinda Peel, Zinda Peel, Zinda Peel. From that day onwards, he became famous as Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad Zinda Peel. Why? Because Peel refers to elephant, the one who had revived the dead elephant. If a person accepts this, there's nothing wrong, because then his aqidah is very strong, because he believes my Allah can give that authority to some person. My Rabb can bestow this ability and power to whomsoever he wants. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is our Rabb, He is our creator, He is our sustainer, our cherisher, provider. And He can grant this to whomsoever He wishes to. In the Holy Quran Park, you will find so many other waqi'as and stories, dear viewers of Madani Channel. I mentioned these qualities. There are various and different opinions of scholars of Islam, of the mutakallimeen, scholastic scholars who debate on these matters, have given different reasons and different examples of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. One of the signs, according to the ahadith of the Holy Rasul, is that when you see him, when a pious saint is seen, when you have your glimpse, when you have your first sight at him, you think of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So how pious should a person be that he reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jalla? That a person then fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fears his creator. Likewise, many other signs have been mentioned about their generosity, about their continuous dhikr. Allahu Akbar. Totally being absorbed in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla consistently. How it's done, only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. But for example, look at the lives of our pious predecessors, the Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an, Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, Uthman Ghani radiyallahu an, Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu an. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu an would finish and complete one Quran Pak. How he would finish one Quran? The moment he would step towards his horse and he would put his first foot in the first stirrup of his horse, he would complete the recitation of one Quran by the time he puts his second leg in the second stirrup of the horse. How? These are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's not done in usual circumstances. You would need hours to complete the Quran Pak. But because they have made time for Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made the time even obedient for them. These are the Allah-loving people. These are the pious people that when they become fana fillah, then Allah Azza wa Jalla grants them such abilities and powers and authorities. The hadith which I mentioned earlier with regards to man aada li waliyan, the people that have enmity with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah declares war with them. And Allah Pak says that they don't come, they don't draw near me by anything more than the things which are most beloved to me, which I have imposed upon them. What Allah has imposed upon us? Farz. Allah Pak says they complete their fara'id. They are never neglectful in come to the farz. They are never heedless of their fara'id. And then they perform extra worship to please me, and I start loving them. And when I love them, I become their eyes through which they see. I become their hands through which they hold. I become their legs through which they walk. I become their tongue through which they talk. In Malfuzati Ala Hazrat, even Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, and various scholars of Islam have explained this. It doesn't mean Allah becomes their body parts. As Allah Hazrat explained, it does not mean like how fire enters into coal, or it does not mean as color and smell enters into a flower, Allah will enter into their body parts. No, this is not the correct beliefs. And if anyone has this belief, because Allah is free from jihad, Allah is free from direction, Allah is free from space and place, a person should not have this aqeedah. However, this is the aqeedah you should have. that when they become fana fillah, when they destroy their being for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when a person completely finishes his being, they destroy their own luxuries and their comfort and their desires. They have no desires and no wishes left except for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When they reach that maqam, then they see through the noor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is their eyes, but behind that it is the power of the Jalal of the Creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hear through the power granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. They walk through the power granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. They do not only use their physical legs to walk, they don't only use their physical eyes to see. Rather, the hadith has warned you and I. And the hadith of the Holy Rasul is with regards to this. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, fear from the insight of a wali, a friend, a mu'min, a friend of Allah. Why? Because when he sees through the noor of Allah Azza wa Jal. How was it possible for Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, who is standing in Madinatul Munawwara? Sariya radiyallahu an is the commander in chief and he's leading his army. How did he see from Medina, hundreds of miles away, my companions or the companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in jihad. They are on the battlefield. He saw from there and he directed and he coached Sariya radiallahu anhu and said, Ya Sariyatul Jabal. Sariya radiallahu anhu even confirmed when he returned back to Medina that there was an astonishing event during this battle, that I heard the voice of Umar radiallahu anhu on the plains of that battlefield. Allahu Akbar. It is his tongue, but behind that it is the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If a woman comes to Baba Fariduddin rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali and asks for help, Allahu Akbar, a distressed woman comes and says, Ya Baba Fariduddin Shakar Ganj rahmatullahi Ali, karam farmaye, I have 3 daughters and they have reached the age of marriage. I'm so poor. I have no wealth. I have nothing that I could sell or do in order to get them married. Aap karam farmaiye, I've come to your court. Baba Fariduddin asked his people to go and look in the khanka, kuch milta hai. They came back and said, Ya Sayyidi, we have searched and we have found nothing to eat or nothing to give her. He went into the meditation and he said, no problem, bring some sand and cup. Sand was collected, mud was collected and brought to him. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, recited Surah Ikhlas Sharif, the entire surah, and he made dam on that sand or mud, which instantly turned into gold. Allahu Akbar. And he given her and told her to go. Happily she left from there. She went the next day and brought more mud and came into her house. And she began to make dam upon that mud, trying her level best, trying to turn that into gold. And when she never succeeded, by the 3rd or 4th day, she visited the court of Baba Fariduddin and said, Ya Sayyidi, what is the matter? The manual is the same. I copied and pasted what I seen you had done. But me itne dino se pad rahi hu. How many Surah Ikhlas I have completed, but nothing has happened. This mud remains the same. He said, yes, you have copied me, but you don't have the tongue of Farid. You don't have the zaban of Farid. When you don't possess this tongue of Farid, how can that mud turn into gold? Allahu Akbar. We learn, dear viewers, that the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla assist people. These are the qualities that they help people. They remove the worries and sorrows from the people. They are the people of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the khas bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remove people's problems and sorrows and worries. And not only during their lifetime, rather this ability and power is left with them even after their demise. You know, great mashayikh and great awliya-i kamileen and saliheen have mentioned even by name that the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla are away and they even assist and help people. Allahu Akbar. Ghaus-e-Pak Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alay are from amongst those people. Many other gigantic sahaba ikram are amongst those awliya Allah that even after their demise they assist and help. In fact, great mashayikh by name had mentioned the name of some famous awliya Allah that hundreds of years have passed. Even today the karamat are witnessed and the help given by them I received to people, and it is documented. This is just not a fairy tale and just not a story. For centuries people have believed in this and they have aqeedat related to this, and it has true. Jin ko mil raha hai unse poocho unko kya kya mil raha hai. Allahu Akbar. When this is the ability of and power of Ahmad Zinda Peel, who revived, it is Allah who granted him the power and ability. No one ever said it was on his own accord. It is Allah who granted him. And when we saying Allah has granted him, then how could this ever be a problem? Or how could this ever be wrong? When Allah has bestowed this ability and power upon his khas bandas and khas friends. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, you know, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is that personality who had hundreds of people around him all the time. Ghawse Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, people from throughout Baghdad used to come to him. Centuries before his arrival, people had dreams about him, about his arrival. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali being Sultanul Awliya, being such a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, who has great followers throughout the globe and throughout the world. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, who is in Iraq, whose mazari mubarak is in Baghdad Sharif, has followers throughout the world, and look at his andaz and his tariqah and his way, despite helping people even to date, even after his demise. Subhanallah, people are receiving help from him today as well. And they explain the qurb and khas fadl of Allah Azza wa Jalla that is upon him. There are differences in everything amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam too. There are different maqamat and different stages and different statuses. Likewise, there are differences in many things. All stones are not the same. One stone is that which you kick under the ground, and one stone is that called Hajri Aswad. And there are maqams and levels in that as well. All cloths are not the same. One cloth is that we wear, we put in the washing. Well, the other cloth is that which is against the holy Kaaba, which is touching the Kaaba, known as Ghilas Kaaba. Look at the maqam and the status of both fabrics and both cloths. Likewise, amongst the Anbiya alayhi salam and amongst the awliya Allahs, and there are differences. And of course, this only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. But however we are, it has been mentioned and it is documented, subhanallah, for the stories and narrations which has reached the level of mass transmission, tawatur, that just as Rasulullah is greatest amongst the Anbiya alayhi salam, likewise Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's maqam and status is amongst the awliya Allahs. This basharat and glad tidings was actually given by his own father to the parents of Ghawse Pak even before his arrival in this world. So Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala is known to be Sultanul Awliya, the leader of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and like that they are different tarteeb and followers. But of course, this is excluding the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. No wali, no ghawse, no kutub in the world could reach the darja and the status of a Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest human on this earth after the Anbiya alayhim salam is none other than Hadrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu. And he is indeed a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul expressed their happiness and the Riza Mandi and them being pleased with Siddiq Akbar in the Holy Quran Pak. Verses of the Holy Quran Pak were revealed in his favor, subhanallah, or about him, subhanallah. What can be said? And then of course the tarteeb follows from the four khulafa and then Ashra Mubashara. These is the tarteeb, the actual system or the criteria that has been set by the scholars of Islam that we should understand. Alhamdulillah, they are different levels amongst them. May Allah, for their sake, forgive us our sins as well, dear viewers of Madani channel. Authority is that, subhanallah, when you become Allah's banda, then everything in this world follows you and becomes obedient to you. When Umar radiallahu anh sent the letter to his chief in Egypt, Allahu Akbar. And then that companion, subhanallah, put the letter into the water. That water used to dry up for centuries, rose up by 16 yards. And from that day on was this custom, this evil satanic custom of throwing virgin woman into the river had stopped from that day onwards. This is Islam, subhanallah, the power of Allah loving people. That simply by a letter, the water that used to dry up for centuries stopped even drying up. Whatever the case is, subhanallah, and what was written in the letter? This companion says it was written in the letter, O water, if you flow by the command of Allah, then continue flowing right now. And if you flow on your own accord, then you don't need to flow anymore. It was only this that was written in the letter, that I am the ghulam and the servant of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The water obeys the commands of the friends of Allah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, become a true servant. Become a true banda of Allah azza wa jalla, an obedient banda. And then you make dua through the wasila and help, and you will definitely receive help. Allah Azza wa Jalla grants us whatever we have through this sadaqah and wasila at times, subhanAllah. Not at times, it is actually through this sadaqah and wasila that our du'as are answered. It is for their sake, rain and food and sustenance is also bestowed upon this earth. Dear viewers, the list goes on with regards to the power and authority granted to the Allah-loving people. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to pardon our sins, to make us obedient Muslims, to give us the true love of Khaja Ghareeb bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, for us never to be ever disobedient to any friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is my nasiha and my advice at the end, dear viewers of Madini channel, that may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us obedient people, always have adab and respect, especially for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One could lose his iman and faith. Tomorrow, we shall be back with another episode of this program, inshallah. Same time, same place, only on your Madini channel, reminding you that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The light of